Finally, you get courage by doing something or being so confident in yourself that you think that you're going to win everything. Being too confident is very risky. I know from experience.
Incoming seventh grader Brennan Palmieri is reading from his story, Going to Petersburg. It won first place in the writing contest's nonfiction third through sixth grade category. It tells the story of his swim team's trip to Petersburg.
This is going to be the best swimming trip ever, I yelled off the end of the boat into the brisk open air. Not feeling that I've yelled enough, I howled at the moon like a wolf. Then some of my friends joined me. Now we were a pack of wolves howling at the moon like it stole our lunch money.
Brennan's story talks about how overconfidence in an unfamiliar place caused him to mess up on his second day of the swim meet. His confidence went down the drain, and then...
When I woke up the next morning, I had two choices. Be miserable or go out there and redeem myself. I chose the second option.
Brennan butterfly stroked across the pool and won with a Junior Olympics caliber time. When he got back to school from the trip, his teacher, Lisa Andreessen, had assigned the class a personal narrative.
It was all really fresh in my mind, and it was really fun experience, and I just wanted to put it on paper, and we had a project due, so I decided to do that.
Brennan says he was not expecting his story to win the writing contest, but since it did, it makes him look at his writing a little differently.
I think that I have a lot more potential, I guess, than I thought I did, because winning something like this at my age really kind of boosts my confidence in writing and maybe reach out and try new things with writing.
When you write, you're the one who's making up the story, so you can you decide what happens, and I just like being able to do whatever I want with it.
That's Shishao White. She's going into ninth grade, and her story, Saving Amelia, won first place in the writing contest's fiction 7th through 9th grade group. It's about a 16-year-old girl and boy.
And they find a time machine in a museum, and the girl is mechanically oriented, like, and so she decides to fix it, and she wants to go back in time and save Amelia Earhart.
Here's the part of the story where the main character, Dylan, discovers the time machine.
I stood in the stunned disbelief as I gazed at the machine. I had felt the urge to learn how it was constructed, and even more, did it work, or was it just a fancy-looking dud?
It wasn't just a fancy-looking dud. Dylan finds out it works.
Amelia Earhart, I want to save her from crashing in the plane. Are you serious? Jesse's eyes widen in surprise. I've always looked up to her. She loved machines, and so do I. I just feel that the way she died was not right, and I want to make things better. Also, who knows what other great things she might have done if she hadn't died when she did.
Are the friends actually able to save Amelia Earhart?
Well, that's how I was intending to have it happen, but then I realized that'd be kind of boring.
So she added a twist, and at the conclusion of the story, Dylan and Jesse end up getting back into the time machine to try to save Amelia again. Shishao wrote this story in her homeschool writing group. She says her mom had her work through a lot of drafts before submitting it to the contest.
I didn't think I was going to win because, like, I've read it so many times that I didn't think it was very good. So when I won, I was very shocked.
Shishao says she already knew she wanted to be a writer, but having won this, she feels more like she can actually do it. Haynes students Mandolin Gala, Atlin Zanow, and Liliana Benassi received honorable mentions in the writing contest. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.